Shalom. All praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of His only begotten Son, HaMashiach, Yahweh Shai. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. I wanted to just discuss a few things with you brothers and sisters out there. I wanted to say, America is cursed. America is cursed. The Heavenly Father, how he judges nations based off of their actions, their fruits or their works. And when the Lord judges, he judges righteously and fairly. And those judgments carry out either through blessings or curses. So what have been the fruits of America or the United States? What have been the fruits of America? Slavery, the destruction of God's people, the 12 tribes who were scattered in various parts of the United States, the Caribbean, and even other parts of the world where the U.S. have intervened and undermined that country's stability. So although Esau will do these things, because Esau is ruling this earth, although Esau will do those things and don't take to mind the repercussions of the Heavenly Father, he still carries out his judgments. It's just that, as the Bible say, that just because judgment is not executed speedily, the hearts of men will basically do wickedly. So that means that just because America, the United States, or even individuals aren't judged right away, they will carry on doing wicked deeds and harming people. And so the Lord, he's long-suffering, and that judgment will come, in a moment. So the destruction of God's chosen people, pharmakia, which is sorcery. When you go into the book of Revelation, where it talks about Babylon, the great, the whore, and in her cup, it was a golden cup, and it was full of abominations. Just think about that, abominations. That's a high level of wickedness. Because you have sins that is an abomination, such as homosexuality. That is an abomination. Lesbianism, that is an abomination. You have the eating of pork, which is an abomination. So America goes on, basically proudly and without any fear of the Most High. So this is why America is cursed. The land is defiled with blood. And blood is the only thing that can atone for, the shedding of innocent blood. So that means that the people, or the nations that have shed the blood of the saints, of the innocent, their blood will be shed. And how will that happen? The Lord will bring forth judgments. It'll be during, race wars, famines, which is, a food shortage, through the pestilence, which is diseases, through civil war. The nations here in America will eventually start to physically fight against each other, especially when the economy collapses. The noisome beast, which the animals will remove out of their places and will start to devour the flesh of not only the human carcasses, but even human beings alive. And the elites, although, you know, they are at the forefront of causing a lot of the calamity that's on the earth with the, you know, with the COVID, which was made in a laboratory, and then the remedy, which was made in a laboratory to kill millions of people. So it is a part of the depopulation agenda. But the scriptures tell us that a man's ways is of the Lord. So although evil men will do these deeds, the Lord will allow it to happen for judgments. Because the Heavenly Father, he controls good and evil, as the Bible tells us. He said, I, the Lord, create light, I create darkness, I create good, and I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. So the Lord will allow some very harsh judgments on the earth, and eventually the destruction of America, which will be during World War III. That's the lake of fire. When you go into, you know, again, Revelation, and it talks about the whore and the false prophet. The whore and the false prophet being burnt or thrown in a lake of fire. That's talking about here in America. The religious system. And then all the people that will be thrown in a lake of fire. A very harsh judgment. Those that take the mark of the beast. So, you know, in the book, it tells us that anybody that take the mark, that's in chapter 13, again, of the book of Revelation. Anybody take the mark of the beast, it will be in the right hand or in the forehead, which is talking about economic system in order to buy. So there'll be no more cash, you know, no more coins, you know, whether it be gold or silver, to buy food or other resources. So it'll be a digital dollar, electronic system of debits and credits. So that'll be the only way that people will be able to buy or sell, and that will be the mark of the beast, the microchip, RFID. Which stands for radio frequency identification. A radio frequency. So it's RF, which that RF is signals. The body emits a signal. So that RF will be able to hack into a person's bioresonance frequency. And then ID, which will be used to identify the person. Being able to track that human being no matter where they go. And then also, it tells us that anybody that takes that mark, because that is a device that will cause radiation. It's a device that will cause radiation, so people will get sores, as the Bible say that they'll get grievous sores on their bodies. So that's the seriousness of someone who takes the mark of the beast. It's not a light thing. It is not a light thing to take the mark of the beast. It's not something that you will, you know, be able to recover from. It is a sin that you won't receive any type of repentance from. That's why it says that anybody that takes the mark, they shall be thrown in a lake of fire in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. So that means that anybody that take the mark of the beast, when the Lord returns and delivers Israel, the Israelites that are scattered abroad and the Israelites that are being tormented and harassed and troubled here in America, the elect and the remnant will be delivered, while the wicked two-thirds, the wicked gang stalkers, you know, the wicked, you know, heathens out there of the other nations, they're going to receive judgment too. Although the book don't apply to them, they still going to get judged. Because the Bible say that you had, you know, basically people that were made in vain. So they're going to be judged. But mainly that judgment is for Israel, the nation of Israel, the melanated people that's here in America that are doing wickedly and don't want to repent, that are like their father, the devil. They have sold out. So they're going to be cursed right along with America during that time period. Because right now, the Israelites who have returned to the Lord and repenting daily, we're still under the curses. This is why we're over here in America. So we were brought over here as a curse and a punishment, and that punishment and curse will befall on America and is befalling on America. Gradually. And the people, for the most part, that don't, you know anything about biblical prophecy or, you know, or even care about world events, they're in their mindset as the same people that was in the time of Noah. This is why the Lord said that as the days of Noah, so also the coming of the Son of Man shall be. So that means that just like the mindset of the people during the time of the flood or before the flood, they were eating and drinking and giving into marriage. They were partying and living their best life. They were feasting, you know, they were having families, you know, they were marrying. And life was good to them until the flood came. And, you know, during that time period, Noah was working. He was working on the ark. He was building. His sons, they were building. And the people, you know, they were mocking, you know, they were laughing because it never rained before. So here it is, this man is building a gigantic boat and it's never rained. The only way the earth received any kind of water was from the dew of the earth. You know, just like in the morning, especially like around springtime, and you notice that the grass, although it don't rain, or it didn't, you know, although the night before it didn't rain, you'll notice in the morning there's water on the plants. That's dew. So that's how the earth was nourished, from the dew of the ground, which is, you know, basically from the sky. But, you know, but the point is, I think they call it, I won't go into it because I'm not a weatherman. For all those brothers and sisters out there that know meteorology, I'm not going to get into that because I don't know enough about it. But I do know what the Bible says about from the dew of the earth. So it is a process with the water. This thing the Lord created perfectly. But the point is that it never physically rained, meaning that you had clouds that created rain. That's never happened before. So they was mocking him, talking shit, you know, probably, you know, calling him all kind of names. And then it started raining. And then I bet you, their tune changed up very quickly as they were beating on that door trying to get in. But it was too late. This is why you hear the term, the doors of repentance. The doors of repentance, that's going into the doors of the ark. So we're preparing a spiritual ark. And we want to be on that ark when that destruction come, when that cataclysmic event come. And a majority of the people who are eating and drinking and giving into marriage, they didn't care about that until the flood. And that's the mindset of the majority of our people, because the majority of our people will be destroyed. And then also the heathens. So this is, you know, judgment from the Lord. And that curse, it's going to be very horrible. The last plague, which is I'm quoting the scripture. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death, mourning, and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord that judgeth her. So that death, mourning, and famine in one day, she shall be utterly burned with fire. That's thermonuclear warfare. And we can see all the different nations that are posturing against America. You can see because they are basically building allegiances. The nations, they're doing away with the dollar. You have, BRICS, which is all those nations outside of America. What is it? Brazil, Russia, India, China, and then I believe they added South Africa. So these nations, they stopped dealing with the dollar, and they're basically buying and selling from each other. They have built a global market outside of America, because America used to be, and is still for the most part, that's global superpower where all the other nations still want to do business with America. But we can see that America financially is in such a, you know, in a bad situation, that a lot of people are just using America, getting every dollar they can from her, and then they building up their own countries. This is why a lot of our Latin brothers and sisters out there, they will come here and they will get resources. They will get all the, you know, basically all the benefits and citizenship of America without being a citizen. And this is why you hear of all the things that's happening now with they have opened the borders, and you got the people here that are struggling, that are basically homeless, and they're not getting even some of the services that's really meant for those that pay taxes and have least contributed to the economy. But that's all by design, because the elites, they want to create that animosity and that chaos You know, bring people over here that pretty much got their own mindset. They're coming from different countries. They don't really know the landscape, and they just letting them over here. So a lot of them are coming out of the prisons, like in Guatemala. The government just admitted that a lot of the prisoners in Guatemala got left out. So how the hell that worked? You let prisoners come over here to America. What do you think going to happen? They're going to bring crime and that mindset. And Esau, he's all about chaos. So he want to do that. He want to create the chaos to bring in martial law. And this is where the real persecution starts, because then they're going to start persecuting everybody. So during this time period, there will be judgment, but also great deliverance. The Lord, he will show his mercy, his power, and his wrath all at the same time. So I say shalom, peace and blessings. Repent.